And this year, we expect that the Cairo 2 trial being performed in the Netherlands by Poon and his colleagues may be reported. That's a study in first-line disease using Xelox as the backbone, Xelox, Avastin, with or without cetuximab. And so we hope that by ASCO we'll have some idea as to whether cetuximab behaves differently in this setting.
I mean, there's also an intergroup study that includes an arm in metastatic disease that has both antibodies in it, too.
That's right. It's a study being coordinated by CLGB and SWOG. Patients are getting either FOLFOX or FOLFIRI, Avastin alone, cetuximab alone, or the combination. There are several hundred patients that have entered that trial. So far, the Data Monitoring Committee has not seen a significant increase in toxicities, but of course we don't know whether there's going to be any benefit giving the dual modulator therapy. If the next question is, what would you do in clinical practice now? Would you use dual monoclonal antibody therapy with chemotherapy? My answer would be definitely not.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to say that. And I don't think too many people are talking about doing it. I mean, maybe the only time I've ever heard people even think about it is a patient they're trying to, quote, convert to cure with hepatic mets. But even there, I don't know whether many people would even consider that.
I think it would be reasonable in a protocol setting.
Right,
but
right.
In clinical practice,
right.
With the PACE data out
there,
the expense,
absolutely.
The toxicities, I don't think it would be a wise thing to do.
So what's the NSABP thinking about? I mean, we basically have an adjuvant trial available now in a year. What's the next one going to be and when? When's it going to be?
Well, we're interested in the results of the Cairo 2 trial. Mm. If there's a convincing benefit adding cetuximab to Avastin and chemotherapy, we would consider taking that forward in our next generation adjuvant study. In the absence of a convincing benefit, then we'd be open to other alternatives.
I have an alternative.
Okay, please.
Dietary reduction and exercise.
There you go.
You won't be able to get anybody to pay for it. But seriously, what's the next trial? What would you like to do? And what's the discussion in the group? What are some of the ideas that you'd like to see brought forward?
Well, we'd be very interested in looking at new methods of anti-angiogenesis therapy, for example, as
TKIs.
An alternative. The TKIs have been quite disappointing so far in colorectal cancer. But there is a new molecule that we're interested in called VEGF-TRAP, which is a fusion protein. So it's not a monoclonal antibody. It's the Fc fragment of an antibody that's fused with portions of the VEGF receptors 1 and 2 to form a molecule that essentially binds VEGF in the bloodstream, and it binds it 100 to 1,000 times as avidly as Avastin does. There's preliminary data being generated now in advanced disease with VEGF-TRAP. And if that compound really did show some interesting results, it would be one candidate to bring forward in an adjuvant therapy setting.